undermining the war effort. This is Jav Parrish. Reports of the alleged execution of up to 24 Iraqi civilians by U.S. Marines in the city of Haditha last November have been floating around since February. Until recently, Haditha generated a disinterested murmur, barely louder than that of all the other reports of U.S. killings of numbers of Iraqi civilians that have surfaced in the last 3 years. But a Time magazine report and a subsequent U.S. military investigation have suddenly turned Haditha into a major story. And so it was that Pentagon ally and war critic Representative Jack Murtha made headlines last Sunday when he pronounced that Haditha might be, quote, worse than Abu Ghraib for its potential to undermine the U.S. war effort. Let's set aside for a moment the most obvious response to Murtha's concern. How can you undermine a complete disaster? Murtha's reasoning bugs me. A lot. Both for what it says about the American public's idea of war, and for a rather patronizing idea of Iraqis. Every poll shows that a supermajority of the Iraqi public would like to see at least a timetable for U.S. troop withdrawal, if not an immediate pullout. But somehow Murtha, and for Representative Murtha, you may insert the thinking of most anyone among the Beltway political class, somehow Murtha is concerned that Haditha will sour the opinions of Iraqis already largely opposed to our presence. But to suggest that the commission of an atrocity will all but doom the war effort is to suggest that the war effort was, from its inception, all but doomed. Atrocities happen in every war. It's the nature of war. Counterinsurgency wars are especially nasty. One should expect bad things to happen when one makes a decision to go to war. If Haditha means that the presence of U.S. troops in Iraq in the future is unlikely to be productive, then what it means is that there was never any chance that our soldiers' presence would be productive in the first place, because atrocities were all but inevitable. Which, I suspect, is not what Representative Murtha was trying to say, although it may well be true. And in terms of worse than Abu Ghraib, I get kind of fuzzy as to why the moral fallout from the actions of a dozen mostly low-ranking Marines will be worse than that of torture policies that killed dozens crafted and approved at the highest levels of U.S. government. I'm also having a hard time understanding why the average Iraqi should care about the cold-blooded murders of a couple dozen more civilians when somewhere between 40,000 and 200,000 civilians have already died as a result of this war, and another 500,000 civilians died as a result of the economic sanctions that preceded it. What's the difference between the cold-blooded executions, if that's what happened in Haditha, and soldiers that proceed despite the statistical certainty of massive collateral damage? The oops, we weren't really aiming for them in defense might make our soldiers and a queasy American public feel better about civilian deaths we've caused halfway around the world, but to survivors, loved ones, and the Iraqi countrymen who will be the ultimate judges of whether U.S. soldiers' success has been undermined, I doubt that it makes much difference at all. Dead is dead. If it's at the hands of a foreign occupier, how inclined would you be to either take an uninvestigated claim of that was an accident at face value, or to forgive the perpetrators? The cover-up of Haditha is even less of a shock than the original atrocity. From Abu Ghraib to White Phosphorus to Pat Tillman and Jessica Lynch, virtually every major story in the last 3 years involving the battlefield has involved either fanciful storytelling or serious butt-covering by the Pentagon. The tone starts with George W. Bush and oozes its way down the chain of command. Have Iraqis caught on to the fact that official America lies routinely? Sure they have. It's patronizing and insulting to think otherwise. Should Iraqis be angry, and will they be angry, about what happened at Haditha? Of course. But I very much doubt that they're surprised, and we shouldn't be either. This is what war smells like. Iraqis know that all too well. The sooner Americans figure it out, the better. From KBCS, for the Pacifica Network, this is Jav Parrish.